Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Welcome to Saturday AM Live. Vance Rogers coming at you with the Bruce Brothers. I don't know if you guys have ever been introduced like that, but I...
Yeah.
And you guys are not on tour currently, correct?
No.
But
no. Yeah. Well, COVID's kind of nipped that. So
COVID's kind of tour that because I COVID's kind of nipped that tour. I would like to, if I could, be your booking agent, because what I heard a couple weeks ago on a Friday night edition of the Nick and Sizzle call really just grabbed me. And, you know, maybe it's because I'm one of three brothers. I'm the middle. I'm the one with all the psychological problems, and I am seeking trained expert counselors. I actually have several in Nikken that I call on a regular basis. But seriously, what you guys shared was really fun. So Chris, I'm gonna let you take the lead. For those people who have never heard you, they've never heard your story. It's very similar to a lot of us that get introduced to Nikken because we're dealing with a life-altering issue. We don't make medical claims. We just simply, as I was taught 28 years ago, you know, put a Nikken, you know, if something hurts, put a Nikken on it. Put a Nikken on it. You know, stick a Nikken on it. And all those jokes that go along with that, you put a magnet where and it's not, you know, it's just, well, what do you got to lose? So just take it away. And then, Trevor, you jump in and you can share your version of your first experience. And we'll go from there.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So for me, I had a lot of injuries growing up. I've been hit by a car a couple of times. I was in a really bad car wreck my freshman year of college that ended up breaking both hands, multiple concussions, and other injuries. But you know, before that, we were both pretty athletic. We were both into martial arts quite a bit. We both wrestled in high school. Trevor played football. Was in pretty good shape, but after recovering from the car wreck, I was just getting to where I could do stuff again, and I was playing flag football with a bunch of other guys my age, and I'm pretty much legally blind without the glasses, so any sport that involves throwing a ball or being able to recognize a teammate is not really my thing. During the game, people lost their tempers due to trash talk, and I tried to be the peacemaker between a couple of angry guys, and two of them went through me to kill the quarterback on my team, and I ended up on the bottom of a dog pile, folded over backwards, and ended up with three vertebrae fractures in my low back, dislocations in my neck, and a bunch of torn ligaments up and down my back. That started a whole cascade of medical visits and specialist trips that ended in them saying that I was going to just get worse and worse and worse because the surgery they wanted to do to fix my back would had a better chance of hurting me or killing me than fixing me. So I just needed to deal with the pain, and eventually I'd end up in a wheelchair and just deteriorate further and further and probably die pretty young. Introduced to Nikken about a year and a half after the original injury, and our grandparents shared that with us. And using a Kenko Flex, I just got better and better and better. And over about just over a month's period, I was able to stop taking heavy pain pills. Got better and better at a year. I had full range of motion, didn't need to have my back brace on anymore. 2 years visiting the doctors, they reversed my status from disabled to not disabled. And from then, I just continued to use the products. And you know, today, I'm older than the doctor said I'd ever be. I don't have any metal in my back. They said I'd never have kids. I've got 7 kids. So, you know, just life has been great with Nikken. So that's where I got into it. So, Trevor, you take it away.
Okay. I'm Trevor. I'm Chris's little brother. I'm 44. I ruptured my first ACL as a senior in high school in football. and that was 25 years ago. And then I do loss prevention for Kroger, and I was chasing a guy and tore my other ACL. That was about 15 years ago. And then I was climbing over a fence and landed wrong and snapped three bones in my ankle, so I have two bolts that bolted together. And then, like earlier this year, I was on vacation and I was walking because I have a compound bow and I was shooting it in my buddy's backyard. And I stepped in a hole, and rather than let my bow hit the ground, I stopped it basically on my elbow and tore up my rotator cuff and stuff. I'd like to share more of a more recent one, because a product that I really like is the duct tape, because my shoulder was killing me. I couldn't even sleep on my right side because it just, the pain's crazy. So when I got back to my mom's place, she asked if I wanted to try something. And, so she taped up my shoulder, and, I mean, I would say within like 15 minutes, like probably like 75-80% of the issues that I was having, you know, I could actually sleep on my right side again. That's something I really like. I take the Super Siaga, because, I also have neuropathy, so my blood flow isn't very good. And, like I was like stupid, morbidly obese, earlier this year. And so finally, I just decided that I wanted to make a change. And, you know, even a couch potato fat kid like I am, you know, it took a little work. But I'm 5'9", and I weighed about 240 pounds the last week of July. And then changing my diet and, you know, taking like the Super Siaga, stuff like that, taking care of myself, now I'm down to 190. So, but the first Neken product I ever used was the insoles, and that was, Chris, that was like 25 years ago, probably. So,
something like that, yeah.
Still use them. It really helps with my feet, because there's a lot of like, basically like pins and needles that you get in your extremities. So, but yeah, the duct tape is like my absolute favorite new item that I've tried in years. So, but yeah, it helps a bunch. I, you know, I mean, it'll go through showers, so it'll stay on multiple days. It is great product, so really helps me out.
Trevor, I want to focus in on one thing that you said, especially the simplicity of the Neken duct tape, which.
Yep.
I know so many people, I still meet people today that when all I simply do, you know, say, hey, this is a super affordable solution. You can buy it at Walmart or any sporting goods stores or, you know, Amazon, eBay, you know, whatever. You can't buy Neken's. Actually, you'll pay more on Amazon. Go ahead, look it up. If you don't believe me, you'll pay almost twice as much on Amazon for Neken's current peach-colored, skin-colored duct tape as you will for getting it directly from Neken. And what's fascinating to me is young guys like you who were athletic, all of the athletes today, no, I shouldn't say all of them, but the majority of them, when you watch any professional, even high school, college sports, you'll see people wearing a type of kinetic tape. And I still meet people today that say, oh, yeah, that's a bunch of hoopla. They're just doing that to get attention. And I'm going, I don't get it. And, Trevor, what's fascinating to me is something so simple. Neken has obviously done the research, done the development, and theirs is better. I'll just say it that way. I'm not boasting or being biased at all. It just is better. It works faster, and we're not making a claim. It just does. The results are phenomenal. Every time I use it, every time I put it on one of our the ladies in my life, whether it's something they pulled or they woke up wrong or whatever. I got an avid runner in our 22-year-old. She ran 10 miles yesterday in the rain, And she said, yeah, I'm a little stiff, but nothing is out of the ordinary for doing that. And in the cold, too, so that aggravates a lot of things. But, Trevor, I guess my question to you in stating all that is, did you ever think that could it really do what it's doing? Or did you doubt it? Or did you have to change your mindset into believing that the tape is going to do?
Yeah, well, I mean, for me, it was just, you know, like, I'm into, you know, trying new stuff or whatever, but I had already known the DKEN name for a long time. And so, you know, I just, you know, like I said, I already knew about it and already trusted the brand and the name. One thing I will say about the duct tape versus a lot of the athletic tape that you get, like, at Walmart or whatever, or Big Five, a lot of those are just one-offs. It's not a roll to where you can cut whatever size you want. Usually, like, it just comes in that V shape or whatever, and they're kind of spendy. Another thing I will say is, it was an epiphany, because when I was back, I was doing some hunting scouting, and my shoulder was sore again. And Chris, like, I was always trying to pull the duct tape off of the, you know, like, off the roll and try to split it like you, and then he just, I saw him, he grabbed it and he just pulled the tape and it just ripped the back. And I was like, made things much more simple. I was doing it the hard way, but yeah, I'm a huge fan. Like I said, it's nice that you can cut whatever size that you want, in order to, you know, it has a grid on the back too. So you can, you know, you can cut little cubes. I cut a bunch of pieces and I put them in my first aid kit for my day bag for hunting, just in case, because you just never know. I would recommend it to anyone. And actually, I've given it out to a couple of my friends. My hunting buddy, I gave it to him, like a 4-inch strip, because his shoulder's messed up too, and so trying to draw a bow, and put a strain on you. And I asked him, I was like, hey, did it help? And he's like, yeah. He's like, it's pretty awesome. So I gave him some more. And he didn't know anything about DKEN. And he said it worked, so.
Well, and that's what makes it fun. A couple of weeks ago, I watched my nephew drive with the screw gun a 2-inch long screw right through his middle finger on his left hand. Cause he was holding, you know, clean, like they say in, you know, in, shooting, it was a bullet went through and through. So it was a clean shot. And he did not enjoy my sarcasm. And, but I immediately went into first responder mode and said, look, if you'll let me, I can help you. So once we stopped the bleeding, we got a piece of the DKEN duct on it. And then he walked around. And he had already been researching grounding. And I don't know where he got the Kinko ground. But anyway, he went over and stood next to a Douglas fir tree, a small one, maybe 10 foot tall. And he reached out with that injured hand, and he grabbed it. And he looked at me a few minutes later, and he said, you know, Uncle V, I can't believe it, but it's not throbbing anymore. It's not, wow. This is amazing. And his older brother said, well, from a scientific perspective, and he explained it, and I'm just like, oh, my goodness, this is hilarious. But, Chris, I want to go back to you, because did Trevor or did any of your other family members, when you started sharing your journey, your story of what the original, you know, the backflex, as we called it, the Kinkoflex, now the Magflex, that we have, or as I call it, the $60 DKEN, you know, back solution. I'm not making any claims. I just call it the back solution. Or for any other part of the body. I absolutely love it. I wear mine every day, whether I need it or not, because Elaine Connolly has taught me, hey, if you're around Wi-Fi, if you're around 5G, if you're around anything that's connected to the Internet, if you're around an electric light bulb, for that matter, you want an extra dose of protection on the base of your spine, so it's just a good idea. Chris, I'm curious, though, when sharing the Nikan Solutions or sharing your story with other family members, did you ever receive any pushback?
I did. My dad's side of the family is very medical. My dad was a doctor. His sister is a nurse. A couple of the cousins are everything from surgeons to psychiatrists on my stepmom's side. And they all thought it was absolutely crazy. My dad eventually came around a little bit. He's very medical minded. You know, you ask him about the weather or about golf, and you know, 30 seconds into the conversation, it's all in Latin, and it's a medical diatribe. But eventually, he started using some of the Nikan products. Signed him up as a consultant, and he went to his first meeting. And you know how we used to do the wellness previews, and we'd have all of the products laid out on the table for the demos, and he bought all of the used demo stuff at full retail from the consultant who was hosting the wellness preview, rather than placing his own order to get his own products, just because it was more convenient, and he didn't understand how he didn't get points from that. But he understood the medicine, but he didn't understand the business side of it very well. But yeah, I mean, you always have that. There's always pushback in the family because, you know, Trevor, if we were to go into it, probably has a lot of really embarrassing stories he could tell about me. And so, you know, anybody who knew me as a 10-year-old or a 15-year-old, if I come with information that seems anything, you know, medical or scientific or anything like that, is going to think back to what I was then, and it's just really hard to believe that I might know anything about anything. So, yeah, there's still family members who've never tried anything 25 years later.
Yeah, I have. I'm curious, Trevor. Is there one that pops in the top of your head? A story that would be enlightening or rather humorous.
He was a bit of an awkward child.
A bit.
But one thing I will say is he's one of the smartest people I've ever met. So. But embarrassing stories, I probably got a few, but the one that fits very deeply in my heart, because he's 3 years older than me, the first time I was able to pick on him was a big day in my life. it's always good when the little brother gets back at the older brother.
Yeah, we were the same size for a long time.
Well, the beauty of that is the family dynamics, you know, one of Nikan's five pillars, that healthy family, is as we get older, as we mature, there's this look that my older brother does that is a mirror of our father, and he tips his head and he puts this scowl on his face, and every time he does that, I say, well, you've got to stop doing that. You must stop doing that because you look like Dad, and I don't know if you want to have those face contortions. And you know, he doesn't get it. It's hilarious. But I will say he's learning. He's not around as many Nikanites, forward thinking. You know, even some simplicity things like water. You know, I outdrink him twice as much. I'm talking water, not alcohol. And it's fascinating to see the results. I wanna finish with this if we can, and that is the flip side of Nikan, and it's only going to get better because Chris, you mentioned how your dad joined as a consultant, and a lot of times we used to encourage people to do that just to get the products cheaper, and it's not a good business model to do that. I've always said, you know, when you walk into a Subway. 99% of most people, they're not interested in buying a franchise. They just want the sandwich. Even if there was a buyer's club, they just give them the sandwich. And it's probably higher than 99%. But there are some folks that say, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to sharing this with other people. Nikin's going to make that easier for us to do that. But Chris, what advice, because you're several years into this, what advice would you give people who are especially coming out of this year with more people working from home and understanding the simplicity of that and how that, you know, 100 years ago, 95 or 96% of the workforce worked from a home-based business or worked in the family business. What advice would you give people who are thinking, you know, maybe I could do this, or really, is it that easy? Buying a few products from Nikin, sharing them with other people. Talk about that for a bit.
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing about it, the thing that's made me the most headway in my business is listening. People absolutely love to complain, and I encourage that in other people because it gives me all the information I need to be able to help them. And so, you know, I talk to people in the grocery store line, you know, while I'm waiting for the oil change. You know, if I happen to be online, you know, someone's always going to complain about, you know, how they feel, how their job is, you know, some sort of frustration. And, you know, the philosophy of the five pillars of health really is, you know, pretty all-encompassing in the human experience. You know those five pillars and you know, a lot of us have taken and we draw it as a circle and put spirituality in the center of it there. But if you take that's pretty much the whole person there. And if you can get someone to share what's inside them, you know, the thing that frustrates them, the thing that's the limiting factor, there's probably some way, either through the products, the business, or just the general philosophy of Nikin, that we can help people with just about anything that's going on in their life, whether it's their relationships, their health, their finances, the need that everybody has to be part of something, to leave a legacy or to help. You know, that's, you know, one of the things that differentiates, you know, the mammals from the reptiles is, we're more community based. We tend to be nice to our children and, want to make sure everybody around us has enough food, kind of thing. And so, you know, if you talk to somebody in the grocery store, who looks like their back hurts, just let them talk about it for a little bit and then share a short story. Stories are the key to all of it. And so, you know, I've been around long enough and I've listened to enough people, problems and solutions, that, you know, you throw just about anything at me and I probably got a story from someone in Nikin who had something similar or identical to you and then using one of the products, got some relief. And then I can also, you know, share with people that I've been a stay-at-home dad for well, my oldest is 21, for over 21 years as that classification, and made, you know, in the millions of dollars for Nikin from home. And so if you just hate that commute to work or, you know, the micromanagement of the middle management, if you just don't want to deal with that anymore, you know, maybe there's something you can do that's different, and I've got some experience that I could share with that. And so I listen to people, I let them complain, I try to connect them to a person with a similar experience, and then I share stories. And if you kind of cultivate that same kind of thing, you'll get, excuse me, similar results. Because, you know, we are a social creature. We're supposed to be our brother's keeper a little bit. You know, it really is as simple as that. You know, it's not an instantaneous thing. You know, some of those people, I've been listening to them complain for years now about the same thing, and they haven't tried anything yet. But every once in a while, someone will try something, they'll have a great result, and it'll change the trajectory of their life because they suddenly don't have that particular thing to complain about, and they've got more energy for other things, and you know, it's just an upward trajectory now. So you do that enough times, you build a big network of people who are doing the same thing, you model those things, you listen to people who tell great stories, who've had great success, and make sure that other people get to hear that too. And pretty soon you look around and there's several thousand of you all walking in the same direction.
You know, I think the biggest thing that you said, and I'm sure this was, is the same thing for Trevor and his line of occupation. And I have a friend that I get to play with at the fire department, and he works in that same profession. And is that we do have to listen to people if we want to be successful in anything in life. We listen to what they present, and then help find them a solution. And that's all it is. And when they're ready, that's the key. They have to be ready. And I can, in 28 years of doing exactly what you're talking about doing, I've met lots of people who I thought they were ready because they were complaining. But when I provided a solution, it was like something, that highly skepticism gene kicked in. And then that's okay. Because we can always come back. We can always come back. And I love the emphasis that where Nikin is going and how they've opened countries, the last one of a year ago, being the country of Chile. We as gringos pronounce it Chile, but it's pronounced Chile. And they started with the water, one of, you know, key essential. You know, hydration is key. You can prevent and eliminate so many things. And it only accelerates all the other Nikin products when we get the good water, not store bought. And I did this really quick. I got a call this week from a daughter of one of our former consultants who said, "Hey, Dad gave me your number and we really, really need some insoles." Well, the more we bantered back and forth via text and over the phone, she ended up, rather than just buying a pair of insoles, bought about $300 worth of products. And I said, "Hey, something to consider would be the Nikin water," because she said, "I so miss Nikin products growing up with them." But send her the waterfall card or the water card via the mail, old-fashioned mail. It does work. And I said, "Check it out." And the response back immediately was, "We just started drinking high alkaline water and we love it." And I thought, well, there we go. She's open to it. So, and I know, Chris, you have lots of dialogues and conversations like that. And so, well, I want to thank you guys. I know that, I know Saturday mornings you could be doing a lot of things. And Trevor, I, and Chris, either one of you, I did not ask, where is home for both of you?
I'm in Spokane.
I live in Southwest Tacoma, but I work in Seattle.
Okay. So Trevor, you're in Tacoma. And then, Chris, we missed where you were at.
Spokane, Washington.
Spokane, Washington. Okay, so you're both in the state of Washington. Wonderful. So you're part of the early morning crowd, and we're just now watching the sun come up.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, again, thank you, guys. And, Trevor, as one who – let me finish with this question. As one who's – I think because you work in a different profession than being a full-time Nikonite like your brother, as a basically a customer or a user of the product, is there any advice in closing that you would say to people that basically check it out? It is for real?
What I would say is just, you know, just give it a shot because, I mean, what do you have to lose? I mean – you know, I mean, so maybe you try something and it doesn't really work for you or whatever. I mean, that's, you know, it's not going to hurt you. So, I mean, that's what I would say is just have an open mind, you know. Too many people are closed-minded. And so, you know, they don't want to believe something, you know. So sometimes you have to show it to them. You know, they have to be tangible for them. They have to be able to put it in their hand. So that's what I would suggest.
Wonderful. And it is rather it. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and definitely I would suggest trying the duct tape on anybody you can.
Well, and it's such an easy way, even with our current standards and regulations and lockdown and all that good stuff. taking and cutting a 4 or 5 inch strip, putting a first class stamp on an envelope and dropping it in the mail. You can do that from home. Super simple. I would encourage everyone taking Trevor's advice is it's such a simple and fun way to introduce people to NECANN and then connect them to the website and let them do some homework, let them do some research. Yes, it is that easy. Yes, it is really that good. And the alternative of popping pills or going through surgery as a first responder in our community 2 days ago. I was on the phone with the wife last night, a gentleman who's 3 years younger than I am, 50 years young, and had a massive stroke Thursday morning. And she actually reached out to me and found my number from somebody to call me and thank me for doing right. It's a little bit of a struggle, a conflict of interest to say, hey, have you thought about some alternatives? Because I could get in a lot of trouble for that. But we'll see where it goes. I'm not closed to anything. So I will start just like what, you know, Chris and Trevor are saying, start with something simple and go from there. But I want to thank the Bruce Brothers. SaturdayAMLive.com is the website where these conversations are posted. I would encourage all of you, once Steve gets it posted, there are people that, you know, even if you have doubting promises in your own family, say, man, these two guys have some pretty horrific experiences. They may relate to it, and it may be part of the process. The other thing I will say is I know I sound like a broken record when I keep talking about this, because Chris is one that hosts the weekday, Monday through Friday, sizzle calls. And they're excellent. They're not like this call. They're very, very short. And I'm going to give the new phone number. So it's on here, so it's recorded. Let me pull it up here really quick. The new phone number, and these are 5:35 p.m. That's Pacific Standard Time. So 8:35 out on the East Coast. They're 10 minutes long, super short. And if you've never been on it, you're really missing out. And they happen every day of the week, Monday through Friday. It's a different host, different guest each night. They're electrifying, and they're short. Again, only 10 minutes. Phone number, area code 319-527-9691. Again, 319-527-9691. And that's it. Just the phone. Now, up in Canada, if you're a Canuck living north of the U.S. border, you do need to enter this code. And it's a 7-digit code, and it's simply 338-3140, pound. 338-3140, pound. And so, anyhow, that's the phone number. Tap into it. Tap into all the resources that are getting out there. I do hope you'll jump on all of these and utilize them, because it really is fun, especially for family members. We have been so blessed in our family, as I mentioned, 28 years, and watching what these products have done for our family. So, Chris, Trevor, again, thank you guys so much. Appreciate it greatly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks,
guys. All right.
To learn more about NECANN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.